This is the Evolve or Remain podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Healy. I am a woman in midlife who has learned to dive into the unknown over and over again. Each time I took the leap, I was met with beautiful, expansive opportunities. The universe met me where I was. In this podcast, we unpack what it means to live on the growth edge, what it takes to embrace change for the sake of alignment, embodiment, and growth. After all, that is the only way to ascend into the best version of ourselves. I share my own experience of living on the growth edge, as well as methods and wisdom that have raised my vibration in order to inspire you to live an evolved and expanded life. This podcast is for you, my friend. I'm so glad we found one another. Let's dive in. Hi there, friends, and welcome back to the Evolve or Remain podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Healy, and it's been a little while since I've recorded a podcast episode, but I am here for it. It's just taken some time to focus on what I want to share, as I prefer to really just share when I feel called to a subject that I think would be helpful. And that's where I have landed today. So I want to talk about my first retreat that I'm going to be offering in May. I'm so excited. It's called the Goddess Embodiment Retreat, and it's going to be in Landenburg, Pennsylvania, which is close to where I live here in Northern Delaware, at the beautiful Landenburg Loft, which is owned by close friend Kristen Wistar, who is an interior designer and sacred lifestyle designer, who has a beautiful space and also outdoor space with a creek running through it. So it's going to be beautiful for this retreat that I'm going to be offering with my fellow sisters and friends, tribe members, Anna Zahn, who is an intuitive energy healer who offers sound bath healing as well as energy healing, and my other sister friend, Tracy Makalak, who is a dance and yoga instructor, spiritual artist, and the three of us are coming together to curate this beautiful experience to guide the women attending to dive deeply into their divine feminine, which is what I'm really going to be getting into today in this episode. The retreat will include a yoga flow with the theme of goddess energy and connecting to your goddess energy, bringing in and calling specific goddesses. There's going to be a healing sound bath, guided meditation, and opportunity to share our experiences and share anything that's coming up in a safe space with other women. And then we will have an opportunity to have a healthy, nourishing lunch, take a break, and with ecstatic dance to release any emotions that remain and anything that just needs to be out of our system. So we are curating this beautiful opportunity for women who are local, who are interested in attending. So excited. And I will be having my co-creator, Anna Zahn, on the podcast soon to talk about it in more detail. But as I've been preparing for this retreat and really thinking about what I'm going to be offering, it made me realize that I need to provide more information about the divine feminine, masculine and feminine energy, what that is, why it's important, because that is the backstory to why we wanted to create this retreat. So let's get into it. Women have been living in their masculine energy more than they realize and more than we are meant to be. And I'm going to talk about what that means and what it's doing. Okay. So let me just say that divine feminine energy, divine masculine energy has nothing to do with gender. It's just spirituality. It's energy. So either a man or a woman can show up in masculine energy or feminine energy. When we think of the divine feminine, that embodies the qualities of tapping into our intuition, nurturing qualities, compassion, creativity is feminine, receptivity, and emotional depth. This is the divine feminine. This is the highest expression of feminine energy. Okay. Feminine energy involves lunar energy, the cycles of nature, the power of creation and transformation. So lunar energy is the energy and cycles of the moon. Anything that is cyclical is feminine. And we'll get into that a little bit more. Divine masculine energy embodies strength, action, logic, assertiveness, protection, stability, and it relates to solar energy. So for the feminine has the moon, the lunar energy. The masculine has the sun, solar energy, active force, the power of manifestation and protection. A fatherly figure of divine masculine involves aspects of protecting and guiding. Okay. So again, a woman can be in divine masculine energy when she is showing strength, guiding, protecting, and a lot of this would probably relate to family stuff, but this is not where she should be living most of the time. We'll get into that. So when we're in our masculine energy, we're in the space of going through our to-do list, trying to get things done, okay? So a core wounding of the masculine, so we talked about the divine masculine, the strength, action, logic, right? A core wounding in the masculine, which would not be healthy, would be a man wanting to be mothered, wanting a woman to hold his hand and guide him out of the darkness because he fears taking his own responsibility and rising into his true power, right? So when we think of the qualities of the divine masculine, protection, strength, assertiveness, this wounded masculine is like the opposite of that, right? Wanting someone else to guide him, wanting someone else to protect him. Those are wounds. And for the feminine, the core wounds of the feminine is tending to the needs and fears and pain of others as a way of escaping her own inner pain and turmoil, right? So as women, it is our job to work with our shadows, to figure out our weaknesses, to figure out what's triggering us, and to work on ourselves, not the needs of others, right? Sure, we're here to care and nurture for others, but not in an unhealthy way. All the wounded feminine knows is giving, but the divine feminine is meant to receive. That's pretty powerful, and I think we can learn so much from that. In our society, we are seeing too much masculine energy in women, pushing and forcing and working long hours, working too hard. And what we're getting from that, the results of that, the fallout, is that we're getting physically sick. Our body is going to show us when it is out of balance by physical pain, headaches, right? Any type of systemic change, hormonal changes, and just simply getting sick. So the idea is listening to your body, listening to that intuition, connecting to ourselves in a deep way, and recognizing when there's something off, where is it coming from? It's not, something's not in balance, okay? Femininity, so that's different than divine feminine energy, right? Femininity is a patriarchal construct. The concepts that we've seen for years in our culture and our society, that we should look pretty, we should wear makeup, we should have ourselves put together, wearing jewelry, seeing models showing us how we should be put together, having a smile on your face, going with the flow. But that is all result of capitalism and the patriarchy. And this has nothing to do with divine feminine energy. Again, remember, feminine energy is receptive and in a flow state, following our intuition. So the patriarchy teaches us that productivity is the key. And yes, women have definitely been strong and achieved so much in this mentality. But what have they sacrificed as a result? So what I want to get into this episode is really how to return to the divine feminine. We see what the fallout is. We see what's happening as we're suffering the consequences by being out of balance and not feeling well and realizing we really can't have everything we want if we're ignoring our bodies. And I can say, I can speak from experience here. Everything that I share on this pod comes from a place of where I've learned through it and grown out of it and now feel that I have something to share. So for me, when I was working in healthcare full time and my body was not really attuned to working that 40-hour week schedule. That's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Just because our society says that's what you're supposed to do, that doesn't mean that it's what everyone should do. And for me, I was getting a lot of physical symptoms and pain. I was developing migraines that were pretty much every day, and that I couldn't get the relief that I needed from them through medication. My insurance wasn't covering what I needed. And I was just getting all of the messages that I needed that told me that I needed to take a step back. And that was me listening to my body, being pushed too hard, letting it go too long, and finally recognizing I needed to take a step back. And as I took that step back, stepped away from my full-time job in healthcare, started paying attention to my body, and then I started recognizing what I needed. I started to get more sleep. I started to realize that that job was a little too much for me. It was pulling too much from me, away from what I needed to focus on, which was myself and my healing. And so I slowly realized I needed to take a pivot. That's when I decided to get my life coach certification and then ended up starting this business. Yes, I still have my foot in healthcare. I still am involved and work a little bit in that realm still, but that was me listening to the messages from within telling me that I needed to make a change. No regrets. And that is something that I'm trying to promote and help other women see where they might need to do that as well. So when we start recognizing that we want to live in our divine feminine more, and we want to change our lives and make small changes, the first step we need to do is called rewilding, or some call it deconstructing. And this is consciously examining what you want to be a part of and what you don't, right? So what this looks like, and what I'm seeing women rewilding within our country and just in our culture, for instance, birth control. A lot of women are rewilding from artificial hormones using other forms of birth control. And that's a whole other conversation of what artificial hormones are doing to our bodies in the form of birth control, fueled by the pharmaceutical industry. You can also rewild your diet, rewild from the food system, making more whole food choices, getting away from big company, capitalist company, food companies, right? Choosing to go more in terms of whole foods and very intentional eating. We can rewild from the music we listen to. There's a lot of misogynistic lyrics and implications in the music we listen to. And often we sing along not realizing what we're saying. But that is something that we can take a look at. Think about the subconscious effects we are dealing with from listening to misogynistic words and saying them even out loud. There's the rewilding of the housing system, people not wanting to deal with the expense of the housing system and choosing tiny homes, choosing to rent, choosing RVs, choosing to buy land in which they can grow their own food and start their own rewilding of their health as well in that way. And then the school system is another opportunity for rewilding. If you have younger kids, there is a lot of changes that are happening in the school system as far as what is being taught, the history that's being taught, that is, we are now finding not true, whitewashed, right? A lot of schools are cutting out music, cutting out art, cutting out recess, very, very common. And so people are rethinking homeschooling, rethinking how they want their kids to experience their educational system. And then, of course, religion. Instead of just being on autopilot and just listening to everything that you've been fed through the religion that you were raised, wondering why things are happening in a certain way, choosing what you want to listen to, what you want to believe, what you don't, really re-examining things and taking back that power. All of this rewilding is very empowering, right? So these are just all ideas of things that a lot of women are rewilding these days. And I think that the base of all of this divine feminine reconstruction choices to make has to do with the patriarchy, capitalism, and colonialism. Those are the three big systems that we have to examine how they've affected us. Yes, we have privilege because of them. But then, yes, there's marginalization that we've seen in cultures and probably within ourselves because of them as well. It's bigger and it's very unique for each individual. But this is what women are rewilding from. So this also comes along with a lot of fear that we're seeing from the church, recognizing that as people are starting to take their lives back, questioning things that they've been fed for years, there's a lot of changes that are going to be happening and a lot of power that's going to be lost from these systems. So realizing that the fear is obvious, that they are going to be showing us and they're starting to flail and really see that these institutions that have remained in power as a result are going to be changing and losing power. Okay, the second stage of returning to your divine feminine rhythms. When you start to rewild, then you're going to start to see holes and gaps arise in your life where you now can fill with what you're choosing. So if you're no longer eating what you were eating and you're rewilding the food system, so what are you now going to eat, for example? Fill in the gaps with rhythms and cycles. So anything that has a feminine archetype has rhythms. So Mother Earth has the four seasons that we see. That's a rhythm. The moon has the lunar cycle, the rhythm of the lunar cycle. The wheel of the year, the pagan holidays and rituals is a rhythm. Our feminine bodies have a cycle. So anything feminine has a cycle, and there's rhythms in these cycles. These are ways that we can choose to rewild and fill in the gaps from what we've chosen to step away from, right? So maybe that means if you're rewilding what you're eating, then maybe you're choosing to go with the seasons and you're choosing to make choices according to Mother Earth and the four seasons and choosing to eat things that align with what is in season, fruits and vegetables, choosing to maybe in the wintertime, you're eating things that are warmer, that are more warming, which you would not choose in the summer. So you may have a completely different breakfast in the summer than you would in the winter, right? Just an example of rhythm that you can choose to follow. And then number three is rituals and sacredness. So you're going through, you've now chosen a rhythm that you want to follow, and perhaps that will create your sacredness and rituals that you will be choosing to live by. So for instance, if you're going by the lunar cycle, then you are using the rhythm of the moon, the phases of the moon, to determine what rituals you want to bring into your world. Maybe you provide a full moon ritual that you do every month. And during that time, you have, you know, certain things that you experience and you choose to create your own ritual, whatever that is, living daily in rhythm of the moon and then bringing in rituals around the moon cycles. Where are you celebrating your spirituality, setting intentions, making new moon wishes, releasing old ways that you're working on? These are just examples. If you're choosing the moon rhythms, then you would create your ritual and spirituality and sacredness around that. And then number four is routines. So it's very masculine. We are in our masculine energy when we are living by routines, an organized routine, where it's feminine to be more flowy and just say, oh, I'm just going to do what I want today when I want it. The masculine is, okay, here's a to-do list, right? And that's not bad. It's just about balance. So whenever you have a routine, you can also bring in feminine energy to that routine. So what are the practices that ground you, and what routines does your body need versus what you think you need to do? So if, for instance, you have a regular meditation and that is a routine, even within that meditation, it can be either masculine or feminine. So a more masculine meditation energy is sitting up straight on your cushion, right? Sitting in a specific position. Starting your meditation, and it's going to last for 10 minutes and being very rigid with it. Whereas a feminine meditation might involve dance. It might be a different music every day that you listen to in a different type of dance. Perhaps you move your body and you just flow. So different ways of achieving the same thing with a different energy, okay? So there might be days that you need your more masculine meditation routine. when you feel like you haven't had enough rigidity. And maybe there are days when you know you just need flow. You wake up and you don't feel great, and you know that you don't have as much energy. You're not going to be able to do all these things. So maybe you just lay in bed and do your meditation before getting out of bed, and you just take your time and do what feels right, really deeply connecting to the body. And it is really important to recognize when your body feels off and what you should do about it and what is really the best thing for you. So making this shift from being a spiritual person versus I meditate and this is an identity shift. So when we all start to recognize, okay, I don't only meditate and practice yoga, but I'm actually a spiritual person, then there are more practices involved with that. So this is part of the routines. Masculine versus a feminine practice, we talked about that. It doesn't have to be the same thing every day. You can simply set an intention in the feminine practice and feel and go with and honor what is your body is needing at the moment. Masculine is always going to be in the head. Feminine is always going to be in the body. It's not rigid and it just flows. And then number five in how to achieve your divine feminine energy is revillaging. When you begin to rewild, it may be different from the people who you spend time with around you, your family, friends, and groups that you've been spending time with. The village is a feminine concept, but when we feel like we're different, we've changed, we've shifted, and we no longer connect or resonate with our old friends or family or group, then we often need to find a new tribe. And this is the revillaging. So reclaiming the term village to just mean people you can be your truest self with. You're not trying to look or act a certain way. These are people who really get you. Once you find out who you really are, then it is a good idea to start to find other people that you can connect with as this different version of yourself. And it's just normal to not resonate with some people. And it's okay to let some people go who you no longer feel that they understand you. You feel like you have to be a certain way with them. If they don't support you, you will know if they need to be revillaged or they need to be someone that you slowly step away from. I think we should look at it like if you have friends that you're still with, that have been friends with you forever, and you're either not growing at all or you're lucky enough to be growing together. And if you examine it, you'll know which one is the case. It's pretty obvious if you've been growing, you know you've been growing together. And if that's not the case, you're not growing at all. Women will almost often get physically ill when things are off in their life emotionally, like I had mentioned earlier. Men are not as likely for this to happen. So a little note on energy types, okay? And this can apply to either masculine or feminine energy. Immature energy is unconscious energy, something that you're not even aware of, right? You're not even aware that you present yourself in a certain way. Mature energy is conscious, where we're aware of our choices, consciously making choices and intentionally choosing your life and designing your life as you want it to be. Toxic energy is consciously manipulating, conscious in a bad way, knowing something is bad for you, but doing it anyway. Manipulation is a part of this. So in the feminine, toxic femininity, let's talk about this. One, using sex to get what you want, trying to look sexy to get attention, comparing yourself with other women, gossiping about other women. Whenever there's a competition and a manipulation, that is toxic femininity. It doesn't have to relate to sex, but it does have some kind of manipulation, okay? And I feel like this is what we want to shift away from, obviously, accepting other women, supporting other women, and being open to that whole vibe, changing what the patriarchy has created for us to feel like that we're looking for the male gaze. No, this is not about the male gaze. This is about women lifting each other up and feeling empowered and strong in their own right, where the shift away from it being about men and it being more about women and their growth. Okay. And then stage six is reflection, looking at the choices we've made through this rewilding process. And is it working? Is this serving my community? So in a more feminine energy is, and what I'm doing, is it not only about serving me, that's masculine, but is it serving my community, which could be just your family, could be your extended family, it could be your work family, it could be your business, then it could, of course, be the whole globe. What are you doing to serve community on a larger scale? Feminine energy makes change. We have to know if what we're doing is working for us and for others. Do we continue what we're doing? Do we have to make shifts? That's what this reflection stage is about. And then the last stage is repeat. All the above steps. We're always going to be looking back, determining if everything is working, if in the feminine cycle, everything is cyclical. So it's not linear. We're going to look back. We're going to repeat. We're going to go and do it again. So maybe you go through this whole process. You've rewilded yourself from the food system. You've made the changes. And now you're going to go back and you're going to rewild from the school system, right? Whatever it's going to be. This is a constant process of cycles and shifting and going with the flow, paying attention to our bodies, really looking at ourselves and our interactions. What feels right, what isn't working, operating from an intentional space, having a sacred union within ourselves and knowing when we are in our masculine and when we are operating in our feminine and being able to operate from this third space, this meta space that's outside of ourselves, but able to look in. Of course, we're going to be in our masculine at times. Sometimes we have to get stuff done. Sometimes we have a deadline at work. But the key is after you reach that deadline, the next day, give yourself full flow. Give yourself the time to receive and do what you want, not having another to-do list. That's where you balance it. Consciously making decisions about how you want to show up every day, today, this month, this year, and just being conscious. This is a process. It's not something you flick the switch and all of a sudden now you're living in your full feminine, right? It's okay to recognize that you made a choice that you weren't happy with and to shift it. The key is recognizing it. So I really love this material. I'm going to be creating a workshop about this and how to dig a little bit deeper into living in the divine feminine, being more intentional, being more intuitive with our bodies. I feel like I'm really living all of this and I want to share this with all of you. And I will absolutely link in the show notes the information to register for this beautiful retreat that's going to be on May 11th, the Goddess Embodiment Retreat in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. Any other links that I feel is appropriate will be in the show notes. And I had so much fun recording this. Thank you for listening. You are worthy. You are loved. And I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It is my greatest desire to inspire you to take leaps and dives into the unknown in order to expand your life. If this content resonated with you, it would mean so much to me if you would rate and review this on Apple Podcasts. That is another way for me to spread my knowledge and experience with those who need to hear it. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram or join my free Facebook group, Evolve or Remain Life Coaching. All of the links are in the show notes. I'll see you for the next episode.